According to the American Psychological Association, 1 in 7 women experience depression and anxiety during or after childbirth, and most find it hard to talk about. But not the LA-based comedian Angelina Spicer. She's made her experience with postpartum depression a big part of her stand-up and become an advocate for maternal mental health. KPCC's Prisca Neely has her story.
Put your hands together for Angelina Spicer!
I am Angelina Spicer. I am a comedian, an influencer, and accidental activist. Yeah.
That last thing, accidental activist, that's new and unexpected. But Spicer has testified before lawmakers in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. She talks about postpartum depression at hospitals and conferences.
I didn't plan on this journey. It chose me.
Before she became this accidental activist, Spicer was known for things like her spoofs of Tyra Banks on America's Next Top Model.
Your photo was nothing short of brilliant.
And satirical remixes of hit songs.
My style before, in hindsight, was very superficial. But it was funny.
Now, Spicer is drawing from a much deeper well, and on stage, she keeps it really real.
After you have a baby, people will tell you that your vagina just breaks. Yes, girl, it breaks, it falls apart.
Her evolution as a comedian began back when she and her husband got pregnant. She says she was happy and hopeful, but when her daughter, Ava, was born, she faced a new reality.
I thought that pushing the baby out was going to be the hardest part. Like, okay, got to do my yoga, got to get the epidural. But I was not expecting what followed.
She says everything about caring for her new daughter was just hard and scary. And she was still doing stand-up, shooting a web series. It was too much.
At 8 months postpartum, that's when everything just crumbled.
Like many new moms, Spicer struggled with sleep and stress. Her husband, Joe Trujillo, says she kept most of it inside.
If you would have been around during that time, you would not have seen that. She looked like she was holding it together.
But she was also overwhelmed by intrusive, violent thoughts. She told her therapist about this.
So I was essentially apologizing to my therapist for what I had done in my mind. That's when my therapist was like, you need to go check into a hospital.
She spent 10 days getting care at a psychiatric hospital. This was 3 years ago, but she didn't talk about it on stage until just a few months ago.
It took a while. For me, this was so shameful. Going to a psychiatric hospital?
She talks about it now because she wants to remove that shame. After her hospital stay, Spicer continued therapy. She started taking antidepressants and learned how to cope.
I learned about, like, how to envision my future. And it's just a miracle now to see she's a person.
Yeah, look at a bumblebee. Mm-hmm.
Ava is 3 now, and Angelina just loves being her mom.
Ava, do you remember when you were a baby?
Yeah.
You do? Tell me about what you remember.
I remember you with your tummy.
Uh-huh, you were in my tummy. And did we go on stage and do comedy when you were in my tummy?
Yeah.
You went to the comedy
Spicer
party?
Said she didn't feel completely healed until Ava's 3rd birthday. Her husband says he's proud of her bravery in sharing her story.
She's embraced it and I think made a huge impact in a short time.
Spicer recognizes that there's a delicate balance between being funny and being insensitive. But her audiences love her act.
The response I get is like the new Me Too movement. Like, oh, finally somebody said it.
She's raising money now to shoot a comedy special as part of a documentary she's making on maternal mental health. And she's even figured out a way to combine her new message about postpartum depression, or PPD, with her classic parody approach.
You know with PPD. You know with PPD.
For Here and Now, I'm Prisca Neely.
Who's down with PPD?